בידבר השם ומוישה ואל ארון לימר. זוהי זכות כעס התוירה שציבו השם לימר וכולי. זוכת רשי, לפיימס רשי, זוהי זכות כעס התוירה לפי שעסותם ואומס העולם מוינים אס ישראל. There's two types of tainas. There's a taina from the sotan, a taina panimi, and there's the embarrassment from the umis ha'olam. The umis ha'olam taina. Loimar ma ha'mitzvah zois u'ma ha'tam yeshbo. It's a very funny mitzvah. What's the reason? What's going on? Person comes into a contact with a mace, then he has all sorts of restrictions. He says, Yorid olav ruach hatuma, can't do this, can't do that. And you take some water, some ashes, you sprinkle on him, then he's okay. Le'atuma. Ma'oid. And if the umas ha'olam know, it gets even more complicated. The person, the Omaze, comes Tohar, and the one who is Maze comes Tomei. Plei Atzuma. Ma Tam Yeshba. Lefichach, Kosav Bachuka. That's why the Torah tells us here, Zois Chukas HaTorah. This is a Choyk. You can't question. In Bekubel, Bangsamaratzim, that a choik is a mitzvah without any reason. Why is that Amaratzis? It's also the cool. This is the choik or aduma, but the medrash says here, Ramid Barabo, Oisvav, v'yikhu eilecho por aduma. There's a hakpoda, an interesting hakpoda. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says the Klal Yisrael should bring the pora to you, to Moshe, and then. It's only for a minute, and then they, as it says to the pasuk, "Yikhu elecho paraduma tmi mashayba mum eshelay ala alei oil unesatem oisoel elazakayin." And then they got to give it to elazakayin. Taina, what do we need Moshe here for? Be'etzin, don't really need him. Klal Yisrael are the Bailim of the Para, and Eloza, the Skana Kohen, is the one who does the Avodah. But there has to be a Moshe, Vichoy Lecha. Moshe has to be involved. Why is he involved? Vichoy Lecha Paraduma, Omreb Yosib Reb Hanina, Omaloya Kodesh Baruch Hu, Le Moshe, Lecha Ani Megale Tam Para. The Hebishter says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm a gal of the time to you. Aval ha'achir chuka. They'll say it's an Amaratzis to say there's no time. About it is a time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a mitzvah, creates a whole process. There shouldn't be a time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something without a time. The Metzias of Chochme, how can there not be a time? Im Kein. But what's interesting here is that the Pshat in Chukah is the Rebbeinu Shalom, as it says here in the Midrash, the Rebbeinu Shalom withheld the time from Klal Yisrael. There is a time. And in the Midrash says in the beginning, even Shlomo HaMelech was chacham mikol adam. Amarti echkem avihi rechoikem imeni. Even Shlomo HaMelech didn't understand the time. With all his chachma, he couldn't be yoreh to understand the time. The Hainu, the Rabbeinu Shalom, is withholding the time from everybody except Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu make this into a chukah? Make this mitzvah. Vaisnois, there are also other chukim, which Rabbi Shlomo withholds the Torah. What's the pshat? The Hemshech of the parasha, we have a very, very shver parasha. The parasha with the Sela, May Meriva. Very, very shver. The more days and the more machlokes you have in a mitzvah, Shlomo Zichron Livrach used to say, the more shittas, the more machlokes you have in a parasha in the Torah, you see the more complicated it is. Here there's at least 13 mahalchim, some more, Ozigdoli Amefoshim. Al Kolponim, Rabbi Shlomo says to Moshe, "Vayom Hashem al Moshe vel Aaron, Yad lo emante bi lahakdi sheni le'enei bnei Yisrael." Rabbi Shlomo's taina was, "Lo emante bi lahakdi sheni." I'm not going into all the different shittas and all the different mahalchim. Let's see what Rashi says here. Lahakdi sheini. So Rashi, she'ilu dibartim el asela. Vahoitziyo, vahoitzi, ha'isi mekudish le'ene ha'edah. What was the chisaron in Kiddush Hashem? That if you would have spoken to the sela, and the sela would have been moitzi, that I would have been Mekudesh. Why? Because they would have said, Ma sela ze, she'enu medaber, ve'enu shomea, ve'enu tzorek leparnose, mekayim dibura shel mokoyim, kal v'choy me'om. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, says Rashi, wants the limud, that Moshe should speak to the sela, and not do any maisa, and the seller would give the water. And Klal Yisrael would see that, and would take your kal v'chomer. Ba'a sela zeh, she'ena medaber, ve'ena shomea. Be'etzem, you can't persuade the seller. He's not shomea. You can't communicate with the seller. He's ena medaber. Ve'ena tzorech l'parnosa. And the seller is a doimim. Doimim are created and they have a kiyum. Tzmachim have to take in kaseida nourishment, whether they take in water, whether they take in minerals, whether they take in sunlight. The kaseida need parnosa, they need an input to stay alive. Kavachoymer, animals. Kavachoymer, human beings. Aba doimim, a sela, is created, he's there. L'chol ha'pachas for 6,000 years. Ein esorg l'parnos. Das heißt, the sela has no megiyus whatsoever to be mekayim dibur shemokim. Why should the sela be mekayim dibur shemokim? Why should a medj be mekayim dibur shemokim? Why should a behemoth be mekayim dibur shemokim? He has to stay alive. He has megiyus. Oh, but the sela has no megiyus. And he's not the pshat that you can persuade the seller because he's ain't a shomer ve'ain a medaber. But there's one thing that the seller, the gilui here, the Rebbe Shlomo to be megale, the seller's mekayim dibur shemokim for no other reason other than it's dibur shemokim. And they, Moshe Rabbeinu, didn't deliver that limud. The Sipurnoi goes similar to the Derech of Rashi in the Chet. Says that when the Moshe Rabbeinu was makir the seller, then you see the koyach of the shliach. The koyach of Moshe to be back in the cellar. But where, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for the Dibarta in HaSela, he's just a Shaliach, and you would see the Koyach of the Mishaleach, not the Koyach of the Shaliach. You would see the Koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's going on? Dibur Shemachim, nothing else. But when there's a Hakor, it's not Bishum Dibur Shemachim. What limud does Klal Yisrael take out when there's a hakor? When there's oynish, you're forced to be mekayim dibur shemokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted this kiddush Hashem. It's called a kiddush Hashem. So it's mekayim dibur shemokim for no other reason than it's dibur shemokim without any hechreach, no negiyas, any tzara lepranos. The Rambam, the Yesod HaTorah, Perek Hei Halacha Yud, Zokte V'chein Kol HaPoirish Me'Aveira, Oy Osa Mitzvah, Loi Miplei Dova Ba'Oilam, Loi Pachad, V'lo Yira, V'lo Levakish Kovit, Elo Miplei Aboire Baruch Hu, Kimlias Yosef Atzadik Atzmoy Meishes Rabbi. Nobody would have known anything about Yosef's Chet if he would have been Nichshal. Nobody was there, nobody was in the house. She wanted it. She wouldn't have been Megale. She thought she was doing a Gewaltig Mitzvah. Nobody would have known. Why was he Poirish? B'chotosi lelukim, only mishum dibur shemokim elo miplei aboirei baruch hu harei ze mekadish es Hashem. That's called kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem is when a person does something because ach berak miplei dibur shemokim miplei aboirei. Hilas Truva, the Rambam tells us, Perek Yud, Al Yoyma Odom Hareini Oisem Mitzvah Satoira of Oisek Bechochmosa, Kadesha Kabel Kolabrochus Aksuvis Bo, or Kadesha Eske Lechayon Amadom. Person shouldn't say, I'm going to do mitzvahs and I'm going to be Nisa from Averis in order to get the brachas which are in the Torah, or to get chayolim abo, ve'efrosh min averes shehizira Torah mehem kedeshe anatzel min haklolei saksuvis ba'Torah, o kedoy shaloi ekores mechayolim abo, ipachat ha'oynesh, ein ro'oi la'avoydes Hashem al aderech hazeh. A person who's oived amenos lekabel pras, or shaloi amenos lekabel oynish, is a oived miyira, and is not a madrega gadoila. Ve'ein oivdim Hashem al derech ze el ami haoretz v'anoshim v'aktanim. Only Ameoret Ktanim Shemechanchi Moison Lavoid Miyira. These people, you do teach them to be Oived Miplea Yira. Mefurisha Chazal Loilom Yasek Odom Betur Mitzvah Sheloilishma. Shemitok Sheloilishma Tobolishma. Obi start with the Chiluk Sheloilishma. Shemechanchi Moison Lavoid Miyira. Until they get to a madriga to be oved me avo. Ha oved me avo. What is the avoid me avo? Oisig betoyro ve mitzvus. Ha hoylech mi lesivus ha chochma. Loi mi blei dova sheba oyla. He does mitzvus. He's misrachi for averus. He learns Torah, for no reason in the world. So why does he do it? The Rambam in Chelek, in Pirush Mishnayos in Chelek, has a long hakdomen to before he gets to explain the Yud Gimel Ikrim. All a hezber on the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lohim Chelek Lohim Abba Ve'elu She'en Lohim Chelek. Dr. Rambam, Ha'odom eina oise maise ele kedei she tagia mimenu toy eles o she tosu mimenu pseido vim eina kein ye etzle oise maise heva varik. A mensch doesn't do something for no reason. And if a person does something for no reason, then it's a waste of time. Maybe this is a shver Rambam in our door. Are people can say they're doing things for no reason in our door. Reb Shleiman is a tzaddik in Kodesh Livrocha, was magdir the word fun. What's fun? Fun is bittel Torah l'shem bittel Torah. Hevel the shame hevel. Doing something for absolutely no reason. No. Ashver Rambam. Rambam says people don't do things for no reason. Vimeina Kane, yeah, Oisa Hetzle Oisa Maisa Hevel Varik. The Rambam's assuming at a bench who sits playing a game on an electronic machine. And we'll tell him it's Hevel Varik. He'll be embarrassed. But that was the door of the Rambam. Today a person will say, what's wrong with it? And then he comes and justifies, who's better than doing other things which I could do? Enochanami. Maybe Hevel Varik is better than doing Averis Chamuris. But Hevel Varik, that's what you want to be. So the Rambam, Heich Yomel Baal Torah, Asay Eila Hamaisim Velo Sase Oisam Lo Le Yiras Me Oynish Min Hashem Yisbarach Velo Le Hanchus Cha Toiv. Ze Dove Koshe Me Oyd. How do we tell a person to do this? It's not pashut. But what is the mania? The Oyhev Oyved Me Avo. The Rambam has told us what not, but he's also given the question, so what yeah? Why should a person be oved me'avo? So the Rambam married it together. The oved me'avo is oise ho'emes mipnei shehu emes. That's why a person does it. Ho'emes mipnei shehu emes. But that's not why he's doing it. Why is he being oisik in Torah and mitzvahs? Emes mipnei shehu emes. The Rambam says later on, a meridik pshat in a posuk. David HaMelech says in Tilim, Al tu kesus kefered ein hovin. David HaMelech says, don't be like a horse or a mule who has no havon of anything, doesn't understand anything, and all he has is a bit and a whip which control him. What controls him? You have a wild horse. How do you control the wild horse to stop kicking or stop jumping? You hit him when he behaves. You give him sugar, whatever they give the horses. starts messing around again, you give him a patch. Starts behaving himself, you give him sugar. Until he realizes he wants the geschmack and he doesn't want the pain. Shine, so he controls himself. He controls himself. So Tovid HaMelech, a mensch should be a sus and a ferret. That's what he should be. Ein hovin. So the Rambam, k'moyshe ha-moyneya, es ha-behemus min ha-hishtalchus, hu dover mi bachutz. What stops a behemah going wild is something mi bachutz, is the resin, the mesig, and the schar, mesig va-resin. Ein roi sh'yeh ha-odom kein. Not roi for a mensch to be like that. Aval yiye hamoinoi me itoi u me atzmoi. What's moinea, the mensch, from doing averas, from going meshugah, from doing wrong things? And what inspires him to do the right thing should be something from within himself. Not a dover mi bachutz. Ritzoni loima, tsuro ha enoishis, kashetiye shleima, hi timna enu me oisan hadvorim. Vehem anikroim midas rois and midas toivois vehit azari zoisoi vetitchenu el mashi yivienu el ashlemus. The desire, the hakara, that ich bin a mensch and I'm not a behema. And what is a mensch? What's the chilek between a mensch and a behema? A koyach lehovin, seichel. Seichel is what's mavdil, the mensch from a behemah. Is my life going to be like a behemah, a resin, the mesik? Or is my mania, hachayim, is my what's inspiring me, what's pushing me, what prevents me doing the wrong things, is the seichel. Altu kesusu kefeit ein havin. They don't have avonah. A sus, you can't expect a sus to be made in me'atzmoy. A sus, it has to come in bachutz. But a mensch should have a hakara. There is such a thing as emes. Torah is emes. Mitzvus are emes. Harchoka mi'averus is emes. And that hakara should be what spurs a person in life. Oiseho emis biblishu emis. That's Oivid Me'av. Omru Chachomim, Zoktes, Shvetin, Halocha, Hey. Loilom Yasagon Betoira, Filusha Loilishma. שמיתוי שלא לשמוע בו לשמוע לפיכוך כשמלמדים מסקטנים וסנושים וכלל עמי האורץ הם מלמדים מויסום אלא לעבוד מיירו וכדי לקבל שכר. Why is the Torah so full of שכר and oynish? Because the דרך of חינוך has to start with שכר ואוינש. Oh, but that's only a דרך in חינוך. עד שתר בדייתום וישחקמו חוכמה יסיירו, מגלים להם רוז זה מעט מעט, ומגילין אויסום לעניין זה בנחס, עד שיסיגוהו וידוהו ויעבדוהו מאבו. אין אוכל אמיץ המדרגה. Here in חלק, the Rambam gives a gewaltige משהו. This is when you take a kid, and you take him to cheder, and he starts to learn Aleph Beis. And it's schwer a kid to learn Aleph Beis. Before he went to Cheder, he was free, he could run around, he could play, he was with mummy, or his, whatever it was, with his friends. Now all of a sudden, 8 o'clock in the morning, he has to go to Cheder. He has to sit in the Kitta. And he has to start looking at Oisius. And memorizing. This is an Aleph, and this is a Beis. And then Komets Aleph O, Komets Beis Bo. It's schwer. So the Rambam, so you know what, we'll tell the kid. You realize, it's schwer. I know it's schwer. Aber, you work at it, you'll be able to understand Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Gewaltig. Best thing in the world. You'll be able to understand Machlokes, Rashba and Tosfos. Gewaltig. Kedai to learn Komets Aleph Bo. Oh. The kid look at you and say, what are you talking about? Don't know what you're talking about. Doesn't understand what you mean. Rebbe Akiva who? Rashba? Doesn't know anything about a Rashba? A Tosfos? He's Gornish. What are you talking about? And even if he would know, that's the reason to learn to read. I want to play ball. I want to mess around. I want to think. That's the reason to push myself to learn Komets Aleph. Oh, so to say, how do you, what's the derech? You have to give him gute Sachen. You have to bribe him. He's a good boy. He now knows Komets Aleph. Oh, he knows Komets Bo, Komets Beis Bo. So you give him a candy. And he comes home and with a nice settle from the Rebbe with a big star, and then his parents give him nachas. And then his father chases over Shabbos and he gives him more candies. And then, says the Rambam, when he gets a bit older and candies aren't, I don't talk to him. A very important Rambam in Chinuch, Agav. Very important Rambam in Chinuch. Says you don't give him candies, then you give him, you buy him something, a toy which he's machshiv. And then when he gets a bit older, Vaisto is the Indian of Bochrim is not a new toifor. Some people say it's a new toifor. So the Rambam also had it. He says when he get a bit older, he starts learning Gemara and it's a bit schwer and this, you tell him, I'll buy you a new belt, says the Rambam. I'll buy you a nice hat. I'll get you a nice tie. Ah, now he's a ganzer knacker. Yeah, the Bochrim's Indian. Bochrim have always been Bochrim. Then when he gets a bit older, you tell him, no, you'll become a, you get covered, you'll become a Talmid Chochem, you'll get a Shtelle. It's interesting, the Shlach HaKadosh brings the same thing, same Mahalach, but the Shlach HaKadosh puts in another Shlav. Very interesting. Vaisto is a big chiluk in Doiris. So you read this at Doiris. The Shlach HaKadosh says, before you get to the covered, he says, I'll get you a good shidduch. And then eventually he becomes a Talmid Chochem and he gets a tam in Rebbe Akiva Eiger and he gets a tam in the Rashba and the Tosfos. And he says to himself, what? Anything's shove into this? Anything in the world is shoved to this. A bit of covered is worth it. Garnished. And then he has to, then faket, he fights with the covered, and he has to go through the Nisrei Nisyonis, Achoshev Talmid Chochem, covered Atoira, Koid Atzmoi, Bechule. A hat's worth something. Hat Mela, a frog. Ah, das Achoshev. But it's garnish by that when the person's makir emes bibleishu emes amench is amench shleimis ha'odom Torah mitzvahs tzivui ha'boire. There's nothing, he doesn't need any of the shaloi lishmas. Oh, now he's an odom god till a person gets there. A cotton needs the shaloi lishmas. Oh, but the madrega which he's trying to get to, you have to want to get there. The Gaon says, "Shemitol shelo nishmata bo lishma." Says the Gaon, only if you want to come to lishma will you come to lishma. If you want to get there, oh, but if your whole thing is to get a nice hat or to have a nice shtela, to get the covered, then you'll never come to. You'll always remain by the shelo lishma. When a person uses the shaloi lishma, because he's not holding by the lishma yet, and he wants to get there, wants to get to that madriga, then a person can use the Shelo Lishmas and eventually he'll get there. He will get there. The Rambam we saw says, if a person does something for no other reason other than it's tzivui haboire, how is it kiddush Hashem? Why is it called kiddush Hashem? And that's our Rashi. Yan shloimantim bi lahakdisheni. Lahakdisheni was a limud. Ein etzorich lepanose. In a Shavua, in a Davar, Ella, Diburo Shemokim is the Mechayev, and nothing else. Not Oynish, not Schar, not Negiyas. Diburo Shemokim, that's called Kiddush Hashem. Why is it called Kiddush Hashem? Choyer the Pshat is, Pasuk states, Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. Meloi Chaloetz Kvoit. Pasuk we all know. Three times Kodesh. The Mefarshim explain that in Lashon HaKodesh Amol, when we want to say something's extreme, that we double the word. Yeshua and Kalev said, Toiv Ha'aretz Ma'oid Ma'oid. It's not just Toiv Ma'oid, it's Toiv Ma'oid Ma'oid. It's Ma'oid Ma'oid. It's extreme, extremely good. There are things, beings who are Kodesh in this world. There are beings that are Kodesh Kodesh. Malachim, Malachim Maimo, don't have a goof. What's Kodesh? Kodesh means mufrash from the goof, separate from the goof, separate from Chomris, separate from the koiches of the goof, taivas v'chum. Is a mensch can be Mekadish himself, the Kodesh. Malachim, the Kodesh Kodesh. Can't be medame the kedusha of a malach to the kedusha of a mensch. Agav, the Nefesh HaChayim brings that there's a. You see in different mekoyros, sometimes a malach is considered greater than the mensch, or a mensch is considered greater than the malach. It says be'etziv mitzias, the malach is greater than the mensch. Oh, but the mensch was mekadish himself. Even if he doesn't reach the level of a malach, mitzad zeh that he had a guf, and he had an isyonis, and he worked on himself, and he shtanged, and he became kodesh, mitzad zeh is much greater than the malach. Al kolponim, kodesh, kodesh we find. Kodesh, kodesh, kodesh. That's miyuchad shebiyuchad and kodesh. That's only the barayim. The Eivishne is completely mufresh and moved on from any type of Gashmir sticking in Yonim. Eibazei, the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Michor is very sure. Hemshech of the Pasuk is, Meloi Chaloritz Kvaidoi. Kaddish, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, the Chor, you shouldn't be here. Aretz? In Aretz is Kvaid Hashem. Meloi Chaloritz Kvaidoi. Hayitachin? He's supposed to be Mufresh and Mufda. Or it's Gashmi. Or it's Melechala. Or it's Kvoidoi. Davkeda. Or it's Choymer. Sogde Maral. Very deep in Yonim. In a Shitri is Dika Avonah, what he's saying. And that's when we're saying it, we say every day, Kodesh Kodesh, you have to have a Mahalach. It's precisely because the Rebbeinu Shalom is so Kodesh that it's Shayach Meloi Chaloritz Kvoidoi. If the Eibishne would have some aspect of Gashmis, even if he would be like a Malach, Kodesh, Kodesh, like a Malach. When a Malach's here, he's not there. When the Malachim came down to Avraham Avinu, they would buy Avraham Avinu. They weren't in Sdoim. The next day, they went to Sdoim. Kodesh, Kodesh, Abanot, Meloich al Haaretz. Why? Because they're Sof Kol Sof, limited by the certain limitations of Chomrius. Mashein Kena Kodesh Baruch Hu. Is Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. Because he's Kadosh, 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 the Eibishter is everywhere. Melai Chalaretz Kvaida. He's not limited by Aretz. Chas v'sholim. Chazal tell us, Ein ha'olam mekayma, yelohu mekayma shel olam. When he fills the world, it doesn't mean to say that the world contains him. Then there would be an aspect of gashmius, of limitation. Chas v'sholim. He's the mokum of the olam. The olam is within him. While it's within him, he's memalek al ha'olam. When a mensch does something, a mindset that shows there's no other reason for this mensch to do it. Why did he do it? There's one hesber, no other hesber. There's a borei olam. And know that the borei olam is up there in heaven, and he's not seeing what's going on here. No. When a mensch does something that shows the borei olam's here, milay haroitz kvaydai, he shows the Rabbeinu Shalom is Kaddish. He shows the Rabbeinu Shalom is everywhere. He shows the Rabbeinu Shalom is not physical in any way, shape, form, or anything. Ilu dibartim el asel. Sheina royim, sheina shomea, veina medabe. Veina tzorch lepranosa. It's mekayim diburoi shel mokai. The Eibishter is metzave. I'm totally on the Eibishter. The Eibishter is here. Ha'isi mekudesh leinei. Klal Yisrael would have taken out a gewaltige limud. That limud is avoido lishma. Oh, but now the limud is when there's yira, when there's oinesh, when there's hechreach, when you're forced. That's bechinas asus. An aferet, a resen, and a mesek, something mibachutz, forcing him to do it. People see, covered, or schava oinish, something mibachutz. Is it because of the boire? Or because it's me? I don't want a bread. I want to have a good time in Olam Haba. Or, what's much more likely, I want the COVID. I want people to think I'm a big tzaddik. I want a good shidduch. I want to get into a good yeshiva. All the cheshbonos, which are the cheshbonos shelo lishma. The Eibishter gives us mitzvahs. In Ka'omar, mitzvahs, zehiras from Averis. And the Torah tells us, schava oinish. Because the Torah is given for everyone. And it's a madrega that we're talking about. But beforehand, a person needs to realize there's schad, there's oinish. He's not going to learn to read unless he gets a candy. He's not going to be in the Kaim Torah and Mitzvahs unless he gets Chava Oynish. A person has to want to come to that Madrega. A person has to realize there is such a Madrega. Halavai, I should become a mensch and not remain a sus in a fair. So the Eibishter gives certain Mitzvahs. There is no reason. Chukoi, gzeir gozalti, ein chorishus lahare achare. Either umis is saying, you look like an idiot. What are you doing this for? And the sultan comes, vipnimius to the mensch, and says, all the cheshbonos, meile, you keep Shabbos, I have a mahalachim Shabbos, I understand. Meile, you put on tefillin, I understand. Meile, you're learning Torah, I understand. Are you keeping this chayik? It's negative any type of seichel. You call yourself a mensch? You're not a mensch. You're doing something connected to seichel. Something's metame to toirim and metare to meim. Even the sun comes and fills the mensch. Als mensch shebacha. You shouldn't be doing this. And once the avoida, a gewaltige opportunity, there's a boire oilo. I keep mitzvahs because zois chukas atoira. Not for any other reason. Torah lishma. The mitzvah lishma. No other reason. Hari zeh mekadesh es Hashem. Chukim give us the opportunity to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs lishma. And from chukim I can learn where eventually I'm supposed to get to. The Rambam's Geder of Lishma is a Pnimistik Geder, and it's a Meridik Geder. Think about what he says. Oysa ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. A person should have an internal hakara. I want to be an emes. I want to be an emes amench. Am I being meshaked to myself? When do you get the opportunity to do something which is lishma, when nobody knows, there's nobody there? Lemaisa, a lot of times, a lot of people can be there, but nobody knows. We daven. Nobody knows what a person's thinking about. We can stand there, and we can shuckle away, and we can stand there for a long time. And he looks gewaltig from. And you can tell yourself, no, you're a mashgiach. You're supposed to impress people. You're supposed to teach them tefillah, the chashivas of tefillah. So stand there another few minutes. Pretend to daven. Nobody knows what's going on inside here. I say, ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. Is there emes inside, or you one big chakra? All sorts of opportunities. And a person's on his own. Or a person's doing things which nobody knows what's inside. I say, ha'emes mipnei shehu emes. Emes is a gewaltige mechayev. If a person wants to be an emes, if a person is a god, a cotton, no, he's still holding by learning chumish. We still need to give him a nice hat or a good shidduch. No, sir, we can't talk in those terms. Is you need to have external mechayevim and beseda. Chazal say, use the external things. Realize there's a madrega there. Realize there's a madrega of being ish amiti. That his pnim should be amiti. Rabbeinu Yoino says in Ovis, the Tanan says there's two madregas of limud hatayah. There's loimid amanos lelamid. And there's loimid amanos lasos. Rabbeinu Yoino says, what's the loimid amanos lelamid? A person shaloi amanos lasos. Chas v'sholim, he says. The Tana says, loimid amanos lelamid, maspikim biyodoi lilmoidu lelamid. He'll get siyata dishmaya to say a good cheer. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, a person who's not intending to be mekayim anything that he teaches, anything that he learns, it's completely misaf alachut. It's like a university professor. He'd be a university professor of ethics, and he's the most unethical person. Famous Meiser once with a guy who was a professor of Kabbalah. See, he taught in Hebrew U Kabbalah. He did something which the Mekubalim, most Mekubalim, are not able to do. He was able to teach people Kabbalah who were reik in Gansen from Shas and Poskim. The only thing they knew about Shas was a political party. He was in, boys and girls together, 18-year-olds, decided to take a course in Kabbalah. They could go to this guy. It was a course in Kabbalah. Now, I said, this man had chometz on Pesach. And once somebody asked him, I don't understand. You know, it's Kares. What Kares is, Rachmana Litzlan. You understand it, you know it, you know. How can you come in some Pesach? Listen, if I was teaching geometry, I'd have to be a triangle. I'd have to believe it. If you teach Greek mythology, you have to believe in the gods. So Rabbeinu Yoina, such a mensch doesn't get Siyata Dishmaya to teach. Halloimidamanasalavi is a mensch who'll be Mekayim, whatever he sees, he'll be Mekayim. But his Ikka Yagir in Torah is to prepare a good shiur. He doesn't understand. Lamais has got big kasha here. But, okay, he doesn't have a teretz. Mistoma the Bachrim won't ask. And if they do ask, that's a good kasha. And that's not a bad melamed. You see? Yeah, that's a kasha which you need to ask. If he's an honest melamed, he'll say, I don't know the teretz. If he's not, he'll say, get there and listen, then he'll sidestep the whole kasha. Or if he's even worse, he'll give some stupid teretz. And the Bach will say, I don't understand. He'll tell him, no, you have to think about it. Whatever. Oh, but if he's a good malam, he'll say, yeah, it's a good kasha. Enochalami, don't stop with frame, that's a good kasha. It's all right. What's pushing this person? It says this person is prepared to be yogea batoira kama yomim veshonim lios maisov amitiim. Emes mipneshu emes. He can't remain with that kasha. What is the terrace of the kasha? I need to be Mekayim. What is Ratzon Hashem here? I can't walk around with this kasha. I have to be Mataritz the kasha. I need to know. Should I do this or should I do that? But it's a shvera kasha. It's a shvera sugya. Unkame yomim v'shonim. We once came to one Hanukkah, I remember. We came to Reb Shlomo Zecher Tzadik Kodesh Livracha. And I noticed He'd done his menorah completely differently than he did all the years before. So I asked him, what's the pshat? The Rav always used to put the menorah here. He said, he went through the sugi again this year. And his oiske kumen is better this way. That's the osmais of amiti. Emes. And now the emes is, he understands like this, is the emes of mechayev this, is the osmais of amiti. That's how Loi made Amanos Lasois. As our mensch is about to get Siyata Dishmaya, Lil Maid or Lil Maid, he's the best Rebbe you can have. Lishma Velasa, Siyata Dishmaya to get there. Be'etzen, we said all this last week. Last week we asked, how could a person be making himself against his negiyas, against his midas, ayin meraglim, ayin koirach? And we brought the mahalach from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, the Galoshin. We brought it last week. I didn't have. This is a different tefus. Yeah? It's kedai to hear the lashon. The Chazdish says to be medaktik bedin, to be medaktik b'alocha, and that is how a person can be shoiver his midas. Listen, margilin oisay losun es shevet moishlim bekafat vuno. When a person's metaktik bedin, then it's margil himself that what's ruling himself, what the shevet hamoishlim, is in the hands of tvuna, is in the hands of his bina. Ve'esharesen biyad aseichel, and the bit, the resen, is not like a susan aferet, but it's biyad aseichel. U'magbirim beliboy ha'hakora hatmidis lihikona. Lehergesh hapnimi ule matzmon heotzin. And it's magbir in his heart. It's a plimistic avoido, the name monastah halacha. Umagbir in beliboy hakora hatmidis, keseder lehikona, to be machnia himself, lehergesh hapnimi ule matzmon heotzin. Loshon atzilus. That choshuva, fine matzpun, conscience that he has. What is that conscience? That conscience is the Rambam's emes, mipneishu emes. Am I an ish amiti, or am I being mishaket to myself? Nobody knows. Only the mensch himself and the boyri. Umachshaota lios ish horuach, umachitoi minagasus tachlis orichuk.